Hypnagogue Podcast 386. Yeah, Hypnagogue Podcast 386.
Try. He said,
Rolling ourselves up to the midpoint of Hypnagogue podcast number 386. Hey there, my name is John Shanahan. I am your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to the program. Pulling stuff out of the holding tanks as we go along. I'm trying to empty out 1 and 2. I do have some things here from holding tank 3, and I need to stop making extra holding tanks and just work on what I've already added to the library. But this way you get an exciting and eclectic mix of music that you've come to know and love as a Hypnagogue podcast listener. I'm sorry, did I set off your bullshit detector? I just hit the reset button. Everything will be fine. So what were we listening to? Well, we started with B. Tweel from, I think this will be the, this was probably the album title of the episode. Bring in the lampstand and light its lamps. That's the album title. That track was called Anybody Home. After that, I think this is pronounced Neep, N-H-E-A-P, Neep XP. It is a pseudonym of our good friend Massimo DiCepoli, who has appeared on the show a number of times, and he uses this one when he wants to do more kind of up-tempo electronica. Really fun album. I took the title track off of that, which is called Back View. Now, I have not been familiar with the group Software, or the artist Software, but it is Peter Mergener, whose name I may be killing horribly there, but I received his new album under his own name, not under Software, but just as Peter Mergener. It is called New Horizons, and there's a lot of really tasty Berlin School-style stuff on here. I grabbed a track called Ignition. Another album that kept charming me and making it hard to pick just one track for right now is Hudson Glover's music from the film Crystal Oscillators. Technically, the album is called Solar Surfing, music from the film Crystal Oscillators. And the track I grabbed off of that was Winter Beeps. After that, Polaroid Notes, making a return visit to the podcast with the album Cloud Anthems. That track was Attic Reverb. Then, it's a true statement that if you put some throat singing in a track, I am more inclined to listen to it and like it. So when I heard the beginning of Pacific Walker's Mycelium Ad Astris Ad Astra 1, mouthful. And there is also Mycelium Ad Astris Ad Astra 2 and Mycelium Ad Astris Ad Astra 3. It's a great stretch of music off of the self-titled Pacific Walker album. But that was the first one, Mycelium Ad Astris Ad Astra 1. And we closed out this set with Arrow Wounds, another one that made it tricky for me to decide. I will be honest with you, this is one of those albums that at first I was kind of undecided about, but then as tracks would kind of come up and I would hear more of it, it started to really grow on me. There's some really interesting stuff happening on this album, which is called In the Octopus Pond. Runner-up, right? And that track was called Tree of Disciples. There is still more delectable music delights waiting for us in the holding tanks. I'm going to try to stick mostly in Tank 1, although Tank 2 is almost empty. See what we can do. Let's see what we can find. I'm going to go dig around a little bit for you. And the music continues on Hypnagogue Podcast 386. Thank you.
Thank you.
bringing ourselves to a quiet close here at the end of Hypnagogue podcast number 386. We started off with something from Antonio Graz called Cadenza Liquids from the album Loading Fluids. That's loading in all caps, // fluids. I don't like saying fluids more than once. Now I've said it three times. After that, Christina Vansu with Kimona 1 from her album number 5. Then it was The Broken Cradle with A Game of Chess from The Burial of the Dead. Slights gave us what is probably the title of the episode, Never Met a Robot I Didn't Like. That's from At a Distance. I recently spent a couple hours just kind of swimming in the very deep waters of Scott Lawler's long-form piece, A Sky Full of Ghosts. So I grabbed the first 15 minutes or so of that for you. It's an hour-long piece and just well worth the listen. And we closed off with longtime friend of the show, Robert Scott Thompson, and the title track from his latest release, Night and Day. And that made for a very nice close to this episode. Hey, if you haven't done so already, you should subscribe to this podcast, along with all the other podcasts that you love and enjoy. Super easy. Just go to any podcast aggregator, search for Hypnagogue Podcast. What do you know? There we are. Literally no effort on my part. They just pop up there. The things that go out and search for podcasts just grab a hold of every episode, and there you go. Just how I like it, because I'm lazy. If you ever feel like commenting on a program, first off, if you do go to your local podcast aggregator that you love and enjoy using, and you have the opportunity to leave a review, every review, of course, heightens the profile of the podcast, even if you only have mediocre things to say. There was one that said that the show's usually good, but every forest has its dead trees. Okay, you still said it was a good show. I'm all for that. So if you can leave a review wherever possible, that would be greatly appreciated. Or if you want to do it a little bit the old-fashioned way, over at hypnagoguepodcast.com, you have the option to comment directly on a playlist. You can do that. I even respond sometimes, because that's just the kind of guy I am. And if you want to get super old school, you can email me, you know, hypnagogue@hotmail.com. That'll get you right to me. Tell me what you want to say about the show, and I appreciate anyone who takes the time to comment, good, bad, or otherwise. I still think it's so funny that emailing is kind of an old school activity now. My goodness. I've been around for a while. I will be around in 2 weeks, with another episode full of this great music as we continue to work our way through the holding tanks. I do hope that you will join me. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.